Good morning. This is Akashvani Kohima, the morning news read by Ketholeno. Prime Minister Narendra Modi will visit Jammu and Kashmir today and will lay the foundation stone, inaugurate and dedicate to the nation multiple development projects worth over 46,000 crore rupees at Katra. As part of it, Prime Minister Modi will dedicate Udhampur-Srinagar-Baramulla Rail Link USB-RL project to the nation. The 272-kilometer USB-RL project has been constructed at a cost of around 44,000 crore rupees. The USB-RL project is a fully electrified section and comprises 36 tunnels and 943 bridges. The Chenab Bridge, the world's highest railway arch bridge, and India's first cable state rail bridge, Anji Ghat Bridge, which are part of the USB-RL, will also be inaugurated by the Prime Minister. The Prime Minister will also flag off two Vande Bharat Express trains, one from Sri Mata Vaishno Devi Katra to Srinagar and other from Srinagar to Katra. However, the regular services of Vande Bharat trains between Katra and Srinagar will commence from Saturday. India has undergone a decade of remarkable transformation driven by the principles of Seva, Sushasan and Garib Kalyan. Akashvani News Kohima brings you a special feature on the government's efforts over the last 11 years across key sectors. Today, we focus on cultural heritage preservation, a key to reviving India's civilizational pride.
Over the past decade, India's cultural journey has flourished like a rangoli, colorful, rooted in tradition and open to the world. From the timeless temples of Hampi to the living traditions of classical music and dance, the government has given new energy to both tangible and intangible heritage. The Ram Mandir in Ayodhya stands as a symbol of faith and national unity. The Kashi Vishwanath Dham project in Varanasi has transformed the pilgrim experience by directly connecting the iconic Kashi Vishwanath temple with the Ganga River. In Ujjain, the Mahakal Lok project was launched, enriching the pilgrim experience at the revered Mahakaleshwar temple. While in the Himalayas, the redevelopment of Kedarnath and Badrinath Dham has strengthened infrastructure and safety for pilgrims. The Swadesh Darshan scheme has further boosted travel infrastructure with more than 5,000 crore rupees sanctioned for 76 projects. Complementing these efforts, the Hriday Heritage City Development and Augmentation Yojana has focused on developing 12 heritage cities. Together, these initiatives are preserving India's spiritual and cultural heritage while driving a surge in tourism across the country. Efforts include heritage development, restoring city gurudwaras, Buddhist viharas, Jain temples, Sufi dargahs, and tribal sacred sites. India has also successfully repatriated over 350 idols and artifacts from abroad. Pilgrimage connectivity has been enhanced under the PM Gati Shakti and Bharat Mala initiatives, with better roads, ropeways, and rail links, improving access to holy sites. This cultural renaissance is about preserving history, strengthening faith, and fostering unity for generations to come. Mary, Akashvani News, Kohima.
The Kohima police have issued a public notice warning against unauthorized modifications to vehicles, stating that any deviation from manufacturer specifications is a violation of the Motor Vehicle Act 1988. The notice highlights specific prohibited modifications, including altered exhaust systems in two-wheelers, non-standard or excessively bright LED lights, unauthorized sirens or blinkers, and tinted films that reduce visibility on vehicle windows and windshields. The police announced that enforcement will be intensified in the coming days. Vehicles found in violation will be subject to seizure and owners will face legal action as per the law. Vehicle owners are strongly advised to adhere strictly to manufacturer-approved specifications and avoid any modifications not explicitly permitted. As a run-up to International Day of Yoga 2025, Akashvani News Kohima brings you a special series, Practice Yoga for Good Health and Wellness. Each day, we discover different postures to stay healthy with yoga. This morning, we explore on Ardha Chakrasana or the half wheel posture. Ardha means half, chakra means wheel. In this posture, the body takes the shape of a half wheel. Ardha Chakrasana makes the spine flexible and strengthens the spinal nerve and neck muscles. It helps improve breathing capacity and cervical spondylitis. And 14 young and promising girls will be competing for the coveted title of Miss Nagaland Universe 2025, scheduled to take place on June 10 at the Regional Center of Excellence for Music and Performing Arts, Jotsoma, in Kohima. Minister of Higher Education and Tourism, Temjen Imna Along, will attend the event along with the reigning Miss Universe India, Ria Singha, and among others. This was announced by the Beauty and Aesthetics Society of Nagaland, BSN, during a press conference held in Kohima yesterday, where the selected finalists were formally introduced. President of BSN and State Director for Miss Universe Nagaland, Mele Pucho, said the contestants will undergo grooming sessions led by industry experts ahead of the grand finale. Mr. Pucho expressed high expectations for the participants, emphasizing that they will represent the state with pride and excellence. The grand finale will commence at 5:30 p.m. with the red carpet scheduled for 4 p.m. With that, we come to the end of morning news. Stay tuned as we will be back with the evening English news at 7:20. Have a nice day.